This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm John. Got my cue that time.
Yeah, that's John Ryan. He's here for our big digital camera show. John Ryan is a professional photographer. Going back way back, you got your degree in Texas, right?
Yeah. I graduated from Sam Houston with my master's in 1986.
You didn't have to do that, but okay. It goes way back.
Oh, that's okay.
That's when film was definitely film.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember the first digital camera. It was a Sony, mm-hmm. a Mavica, and it was awful, mm-hmm. but it was still digital. Right. And then Apple came out with their QuickTake 100.
They were first?
Well, they came out after the Mavic. But that was kind of a cool little spaceship looking camera.
Yeah.
Still awful pictures.
Yep.
But, you know.
Carmen brought in his Fuji all the time when he was part of that. That was early on. That thing was like a $2,000 body or something like that back then.
Yeah, I had my Olympus 3030. I paid $1,800 for that.
Jeez.
And it was just like a little point and shoot.
Yep.
But actually, it paid for itself in two jobs.
Oh, yeah.
I still have it. You can actually buy them on eBay for $15 now.
Crazy.
Yeah,
all
sad.
Right. We're going to try to take your call, so feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Two lines open for you. We're going to go to Jack in Glastonbury first. What's happening, Jack?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How about you?
Good. Hey, I don't know. I don't know if I can do a plug about scanning. There's a company in Connecticut that provides that service, and I listened to the other guy's call.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Milford Photo.
Okay.
And they've got a website. You can see all the pricing and everything on it. I've not used it, but I'm planning on going to them and seeing if they can scan some 35mm color slides.
And
see how it works out. But that's a service that they provide. So
cool. You know. Well, local's better than, as far as we're concerned. Local's best.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they're quite several photographer friends of mine always refer to them as a good camera store. So, anyway.
Well, they're one of the last ones left in the state.
Yeah, that's true.
I think you got them, and then there's one down in Stamford.
Yeah.
I can't ever remember the name, but they have a rental studio too. But, they probably have one of the digital printers where, you know, like you had negatives, you'd go in and get them printed at a one-hour lab. Well, they also have the capability to scan the files because they got to scan the media anyway to make the print. So you scan it goes back to the computer, you export it, burn a CD or DVD, and you've got all the files.
Cool.
Yep.
So what can John do for you, Jack?
Yeah, I've got a question. It's a general question about cameras and the sun. Now, I do a lot of landscape photography.
Sure.
And I've shot the eclipse three different occasions, both when we had film and now with digital. So I'm really familiar with it, with the methods to protect your camera and all of that kind of stuff. But the issue I have is I see this all the time. You see it in movies a lot where they have the sun in the movie, you know, or they're like when you're watching golf or something, they'll have the sun in part of the scene, and you know, you read the stuff that says, oh, don't ever point your camera at the sun unless you got a special filter on it, you know. And I I'm taking pictures in the woods, and you know, a lot of times the sun's coming filtering down through, and I'm trying to block it out, and people with iPhones, I mean, they don't even know, I'm sure they don't even know about that, so they're setting up a photo and there's the sun in the background. So what is the true story on the sun with respect to your camera and whether it can do damage or not? You know what I'm saying?
Well, the sun being the brightest part of the image is going to cause the pixels on the sensor where that falls to kind of, you know, go into overdrive, and it's going to push off onto the surrounding pixels. The best way to handle that, and you can get them, is you get a gradated neutral density filter. Now, you doing landscape stuff, I'm sure you've heard of those.
Yeah.
And then you put the darker part up at the sky, so right. It takes the sun down, and it also gradates the sky. So you get kind of a richer color.
Gradated, like a graduated type of filter from the darkest to the lightest.
Graduated filter. Then neutral density will go from like nothing to full.
Interesting.
Full density.
Yeah.
You can get those, I forget the company.
Or you can get them at B&H or something.
You can get glass. Actually, you know, Motion Pictures, that's what they do. They have multiple gradated neutral density filters, but they also use matte boxes and things like that block the sun. But you can get gradated filters and the mount, and it slides right in front of the camera. Kokin. Kokin has gradated filters. Go on eBay. You can probably find them for like $3-4 because people would buy those and go, oh, this is great. And they'd never use them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What about his question, though, about damage? So let's say he doesn't use the filter and he takes that picture. Is it going to damage the back of his sensor?
No, because of the brightness of the sun, unless you're shooting on manual, the brightness of the sun is going to cause the light meter in the camera to go, hey, this is bright. And it's going to go click, click, done. So, you know, the sun will be exposed and everything else will be dark. Now, if you're shooting on manual, you manually metered the scene. Yeah, the sun will blow out, but you're not doing minutes long exposures during the daytime.
Right. So no damage.
No damage.
So go ahead shoot away, Jack.
Yeah, just to clarify that. So let's say you got a group of people. You got your iPhone, which I use as well, and you got them situated. Now you're like you're panning and zooming to get the best setup, and the sun is in there. So now that sun is coming into the lens. Without it being, there's not a like it's not being stopped with a shutter or anything like that. Is that going to hurt it? As long as you're not, you know what I'm saying, you're not just holding it there for a long period of time.
No. It's going to be such a brief exposure because that sun is going to overrule the rest of the exposure. So if you're panning, you're going to have great shot, great shot, great shot. Oh, my God, why did it get dark? Great shot. And that will be where the sun is.
Okay.
You know, and if you're doing groups of people with an iPhone, personally, I'd move them. I'd have sun behind my back lighting them. Yeah. That way you don't have the issue. That goes back to the old.
But then you have the old squinting going on.
I'd rather have them squint and go, oh, I closed my eyes. But you're exposed correctly, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to shoot. You want it in the opposite direction from where the sun is to get the right lighting.
The other option, too, is you have them parallel to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, that way you're getting kind of a gradated light across the group. Right. But the iPhone is going to compensate for that. The iPhone cameras are amazing, the things that they'll do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you'd probably be okay doing it like that. But, you know, otherwise, if you really want to shoot into the sun, I would start looking for those gradated filters. I will tell you the glass gradated neutral density filters, you're looking at $100-$150 a pop.
But you can get them for $3.
Yeah, but you can get the Kokin ones cheaper.
Oh, is Kokin a different type of material or
no,
a brand?
No, Kokin is just a different brand, but they came out years and years and years ago.
Gotcha.
they flooded the market with these filters. So there's tons of them out there.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, all kinds of special effects and things.
All right, Jack, hope that helps you out.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the information. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
anytime.
Thanks for calling.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye.
It's kind of interesting, people's concerns about stuff, right? You know, he's worried about damaging his camera. Taking. I wouldn't even have thought of that.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the thing is, you know, because it's so bright, the exposure is going to be so short that it's not going to have a chance.
It makes sense.
Unless you're shooting with a regular digital camera and you are controlling exposure manually. And even then, you're still not going to...
Not going to do anything. Good.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jim in New Britain, who's been on the longest. Hey, Jim, what's going on with you?
Hey, I love your program, by the way.
Appreciate it.
I'm an old timer, and when I was in the Navy, I was on a ship, a destroyer tender, that had a processing for film.
Like a lab?
Laboratory. Mm-hmm. Laboratory, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was friends with the lab, the fellow that was the processing everything, the photographer, I guess. It was labeled as a photographer. But anyway, I would watch it. I got interested in photography, and I picked up over the years some cameras, film, like Nikons, old film cameras.
Yeah.
My question is this: do I throw those away? Is there a couple people that want those? Or I have some lenses, long lenses, and all. Do they work on the newer cameras? And are the film cameras worth anything? Are they? You said they're sort of coming back. Would you be able to use those again?
Okay, let's start with the will they fit? The Nikon lenses will fit any Nikon camera other than the new mirrorless cameras unless you have the adapter for it.
Jeez.
Nikon never changed their film mount until they came out with the mirrorless cameras. So lenses that are, you know, well, I'm 64. Lenses that were made when I was made will fit the newer cameras. As long as either they'll go in directly or you can buy the adapter if you have a mirrorless camera and you can use the lenses. So the glass is not an issue. Even if they're like, you know, a Sears brand lens with an Nikon mount, it'll still work.
Hmm.
As far as the cameras, film is coming back hot. I mean, you know, Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z, and now the new Gen A's, which I didn't know they had a new model, but apparently they do.
Yeah.
They are shooting film because it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I unloaded, and I hate to say it, but I unloaded a Minolta camera I had with two lenses for $500.
To a Gen Z-er?
Yeah. I paid $6 for it at a flea market. The cameras worked.
Yeah.
You can run film through them. The only thing you got to worry about are those little point and shoots.
That's the same way cryptocurrency works too, by the way. So but I digress.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But those little point and shoot cameras, I mean,
nice.
The way that they're designed is there's a lot of plastic gears in there, and sometimes with a lot of use, they go.
So you can find buyers, is what he's saying there.
Yeah, yeah.
Where did you try to sell it? On Facebook, or how'd you sell it?
Facebook Marketplace, I've never heard good things about it. I would go eBay if you're going to sell them.
There you go, Jim.
Go ahead.
Well, we got to take a quick break before you ask another question, Jim, because Carolyn's going to kill me. So can I put you on hold for a second and go to a quick break?
Okay.
All right, thanks. All right, I'm going to put you on hold and get back to Jim. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. Carolyn's not mad at me anymore, and let's go back to Jim in New Britain and see what his second question was. What else are you going to ask there, Jim?
Okay, well, like I collected maybe half a dozen, or maybe a couple more older film. I remember one in particular was a German camera that was supposed to be the best at that time.
Zeiss Icon or Contax?
Zeiss. Yes.
Yeah, I think it was a Nikon. Yeah, yeah.
Well, Nikon's not German.
Yeah, it's Japanese.
No, this was a German one.
Leica?
I don't.
A Nikon.
No.
Well, it wasn't Leica. Well, let's see. There's Zeiss Icons, Contax, Conaflex.
Are you trying to
Leicas?
This was before your time, probably.
Do you think then, or Jim, are you asking that if it's a foreign-made camera like that in Germany, that the quality you think might give it even a higher value is what you're thinking?
Yeah. What my main question actually is, and I think you answered it, they're coming back.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So they're still valuable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the lenses and all that.
Sure. The prices are going up.
Mm-hmm.
The demand, demand is there. People want to buy them because they're cool. Two of the people who graduated with my son, my son's 31, but two of the people he graduated with, they live out in Seattle, and they only shoot film. They will not shoot digital because
with vintage cameras.
Yeah, film is organic. Digital's not, and it's like, give me a break. I have
used to send the film out to like Kodak and all. What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do they have places like that still?
Yeah, there are labs out there. I haven't really shot film that I haven't processed myself and sent to any of these labs, because the stuff I've done has been black and white.
Yeah.
And then I just scan the images I want. So I can wait until my wife goes to bed, go out in the kitchen, turn the lights off, process my film, and she knows nothing happened. It looks the same as when she went to bed.
Doesn't it have that smell?
Yeah, but I don't care.
Yeah.
I turn on the range hood. But, you know.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
You answered my question.
All right, Jim.
Yeah.
These cameras are very, very expensive that I had.
What vintage?
I hate to throw them away.
What year, approximately?
I would say that like I said, when I was in service, I bought a very expensive camera on the ship, but that was late 50s.
Okay.
And then I picked up in the 60s. I was still in the service. I picked up in the 60s. I picked up a couple more cameras.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, I'm sort of I got into the picked up different things over the years. I don't remember exactly what years, but it's probably 70s.
I'll just give you one little bit to think about. The night when you were on ship, you probably bought a Nikon because Nikon had a contract with the Defense Department to provide this stuff. The Nikon F was their camera, and they were probably about late 50s vintage. You're probably talking $300, maybe a little bit more. I bought some Nikon Fs probably 20 years ago because nobody wanted them anymore because they were old. I paid, I don't know, $25 a piece for them from B&H in New York. And they were happy to get rid of them because they had a bunch that they bought.
Yep.
They traded on. And I sold an Icon F for $450 years ago.
There you go.
And I mean, it worked. I mean, these things you can take and throw them against a wall.
Well, we wouldn't
pick them up
that.
And they'll still work.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Right. Find out what camera models you have and go look on eBay and see what they're selling for. And then if you want to sell them in person, add 10%.
There you go, Jim. And thank you for your service, sir.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to move on to the next caller. He's got something to do. And we're going to go to, who do we got next here? We're going to go to Maureen in West Hartford, according to Carolyn. I got to go to you, Maureen, first. What's going on?
Well, it's not a long call, first of all. Interesting program today, as always. And I want to thank Mr. Ryan.
Oh, my pleasure.
For helping me with a broken camera 5 years ago, 2018. I can't believe it. I left it out in the rain, sir. And I got soaked. And all I said is, I'm going to get killed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brand new camera. And you told me to, put it in rice. And I kept on doing that and just shaking around in rice, a bag of rice, and it works.
Nice.
I'm glad to hear that.
The magic of rice. That works for a lot of electronic equipment, Maureen.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I was just so thankful because it was a downpour. And who would have thought they would leave their camera case outside with the the top open?
Yeah.
It really got soaked.
We're human.
And the second... Oh.
Hello?
Yeah.
The second?
Oh, and the second thing was I still have those stuck photos together.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, do you remember?
Yes, I do. I do. They're wedding pictures, correct?
Their wedding, their early kids, and things like that.
Yeah, unfortunately, those are the kind of things where if you really want to do it, put them in a bucket of water and let them soak for a week or so, and then see if you can peel them apart.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the only thing I can say. I mean, I get that stuff occasionally, and, you know, that stuff like that worked for me, letting them soak for a week and then slowly peeling them apart.
Hope that helps you, Maureen. We got to go to a hard break here, but rice and water, who would have thunk it? Yeah. This is Digital Camera Show. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Computer Talk with Tab. Remember, next Saturday, we are live in the historic district of East Hartford, according to the Googles, where our hermetically sealed Tab Computer Systems corporate headquarters is. We're going to be doing our e-cycling event. So if you have old computers and stuff you want to get rid of, come on down to East Hartford next Saturday. We'll be broadcasting live. Joey will be helping us. And we'll do the show live, and we'll have you come through. Environmental Office Solutions, also of East Hartford, will be collecting the e-cycling and responsibly recycle your electronic stuff so it doesn't end up in a landfill. Mm-hmm. And you can finally get rid of those 15 cell phones in your drawer and the three computers and the printers or whatever junk you want to get rid of on Saturday, next Saturday, over at Tab Computer Systems in East Hartford. So go on Facebook and you'll find all the information. Mark it on your calendar. We'd love to see you and go from there. So John Ryan's with me in the studio here. Dennis is on vacation. Lucky him. But, John, we have the luck of having John Ryan here. John, how do people reach you if they want to reach you during the
week? They can reach me. My email address is jryan, the number 06, at snet.net.
SNET.net. Have you listened to the show before?
Yes.
All right. That's going to go away eventually on you.
No, I think, but then I can switch to my John Ryan, John at johnryanphotography.com.
There we go.
Actually, that works too. All right. My phone number is 860-997-3653.
Sounds good. So John's here to take your digital camera questions. And we got a bunch of calls coming in here. So we've got to go to who's the next digital camera question going on here? We're going to Bill, who's been on the longest. Bill in Windsor. What's happening, Bill?
Good morning. How are you today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. Two questions. One, I have a Minolta 202.
Uh-huh.
This takes a battery at 1.35 volt. It's a Mercury battery or a Dave or Mallory battery of PX 625.
Uh-huh.
Problem is you can't get Mercury batteries. So what are my options now?
Oh, you got a real easy thing. Go online and look for a Mercury battery adapter. The adapter fits around the it's an MS-76, or they have another battery that's similar in size to what you use now. It's the same voltage. You drop the battery into the adapter, put the battery into the battery slot, close it up, and you're good to go.
So it's just an adapter.
It's just an adapter.
And the regular cover will still fit?
Yes, absolutely.
Look at that.
Oh,
absolutely. Those things were big because when Mercury batteries went away, everybody and their brother were coming up with adapters so that you could still use the battery. And the battery well on a camera for the Minolta's, where it was the same size. So they just made the battery adapter and you dropped another battery in there.
Perfect.
But yeah, I have a Minolta ST. No. Well, anyway, it takes a Mercury battery. I have it so periodically. Plus, I have a little Canon rangefinder camera. Same thing. They wouldn't use Mercury batteries, and it went to the 625, something like that.
Hmm.
But yeah, you can find these adapters.
Nice.
eBay, KEH camera, Roberts camera. Roberts camera is really good. They're out in Illinois, I believe.
Hmm.
I actually bought some, surprised I say this, bought some film cameras just recently from them.
Yep.
And the deals were phenomenal. And I mean, they had them there. They actually underrate the quality. If they say something is in poor quality, it's in good. Something is like okay, it's actually like you just took it out of the camera box.
Wow.
They're really good people. Okay. They're really fast. They probably will have something like that for you.
All right, Bill.
Okay. So, one next question. I have a Nikon View Cool Stand 5. The Nikon software went away years ago, so I was using ViewScan now. But here's where I'm recommendations for how to set this up, because I it's set the standard, basic, and professional. I set it in professional mode. But how would you, what would be your recommendations? Should I do this scanning just basically with the ViewScan and then do any touch up I want to do with Photoshop, or should I play with the settings in the ViewScan initially?
How proficient are you in Photoshop?
Reasonable.
Okay, well, that's good. Then I would say ViewScan to Photoshop would be okay. If you go into the professional settings and you look at the settings, you're going to see that it's really similar to the levels and the curves and stuff like that in Photoshop. You should be able to tweak it, but bear in mind you're going to have to do that for every picture.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
Where ViewScan is going to give you a composite image that is pretty good. I have a scanner and I use ViewScan still on my Epson scanner, and it works really great. I mean, if you want to, you could download a demo of Silverfast and try that.
I've seen that. I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, actually, they have Silverfast now has an AI component in there, so you'll be able to scan your stuff, and it'll just take over all the appliances and stuff in your house too. But Silverfast is a really, really, really good scanning program. ViewScan is great, absolutely wonderful. I like ViewScan.
Nice.
The Nikon scanning software is pretty good. It can be a little clunky to use sometimes, but you know
they haven't updated it though.
No,
they haven't updated to work with my Mac.
And they never will, ever. You have what you have. You're going to be dealing with workarounds, and I think ViewScan is going to be your easiest workaround.
All right.
That's what I thought. And my pictures are all shot, mostly all on Totalchrome 64, a smaller minority on 25, and then some Ektachrome, but it's basically Totalchrome 64. And what I've been doing is primarily selecting the best slides and using those for scanning and leaving the rest behind. Just as a precaution, if the scanner ever went, I want to copy the best first.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a perfect strategy. And, you know, make sure you put those slides, I don't know how many you got, but you put them in something.
Thousands.
Well, get yourself a fireproof filing cabinet.
Cover it in tinfoil.
Yeah. And just lock them up and let your kids or your grandkids worry about them.
Yeah, I keep them in slide trays. Not the carousel. I got them in metal boxes that are slide trays.
Oh yeah, yeah. Those are good storage options.
All right, Bill. Is that helpful?
Okay, thank you very much.
You
helped me a lot. Have a great day.
You too.
Nice
good luck.
You too. All right. Very good.
Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye. Let's go on quickly over to Kathy, who's been on the longest. What's happening, Kathy?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I don't have a digital camera question, but I just switched from streaming with DirecTV with the little box that they give you to YouTube TV.
Yep.
But I can't get it to work. And if I spent all day on it, I might be able to figure it out. But I thought, I'm going to call Tab instead.
There you go. So you need a device that'll like a smart TV that'll run the YouTube TV app and or
I have that. Yep.
Okay. When you say it won't work, then what do you mean?
Well, I thought I plugged everything in properly, but I guess I didn't. I did have a HDMI cable running from the DirecTV box directly into my television.
Yeah.
But now that I don't have the DirecTV box anymore,
right?
I'm thinking I need to have a cable going from my modem right into the TV.
Nope.
That's what I prefer.
Well, not quite. You need an intermediary to actually display that image, right? So you need a Roku or an NVIDIA Shield, some sort of device that would replace that box. Or if your TV is a smart TV, does it happen to be a smart TV?
It is a smart TV, yep.
Then you don't need anything into the TV at all. You just go to the apps of the app store of the TV, download YouTube TV app, log in, and you're done. As long as you make sure the TV gets on the internet. So now your TV, if it's smart, probably has a wireless way or a hardwired way to get to the internet. So you're going to have to configure the Wi-Fi settings on your TV to connect to your wireless home network. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. And you know what? Now you've reminded me, too. I think we used to use a Fire Stick.
Yeah.
Rather than using the smart TV itself.
You can use the Fire Stick again. I think they're going to allow for YouTube TV to run on it. Sometimes they fight with each other, these companies.
Okay.
But see if you can load the YouTube TV app on the Fire Stick. If you can, then the Fire Stick gets on the Wi-Fi, and then you choose that HDMI connection, and you're golden again.
Okay. Yeah, now it's coming back to me. We used to have YouTube TV before DirecTV.
Yep.
And we had a, you said Roku, right?
Yep.
Roku-like
Roku is one.
YouTube TV.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. You got it?
Thank you. Yeah, I think so.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks for your help.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye. Right, bye-bye.
It is funny how you just try to reestablish, no matter what it is in life, how do you do something, and it gets all confused.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know. And a funny thing about YouTube TV is because I have a smart TV. When I look at YouTube TV, it's like I spent all that money to buy a computer monitor, because that's what it is now. I'm just like watching it on my laptop.
Exactly.
I'm just watching it on a 60-inch monitor.
Exactly. We'll step a quick break. Bill, Tom, hang on. This is Computer Talk. We're here till 11. We'll be. Computer Talk with Tab, and we've got the big digital camera show going on with John Ryan. We had a caller call in, ask a question about our e-cycling event about data on the hard drive. So the question was, do you have to delete your data on the hard drive before you bring in your computers to the event? You technically do not, because Environmental Office Solutions will destroy your hard drive. But if you want to feel a little safer, you can delete it. That's fine, too. You can delete it and take a hammer to it if you want. That works, too. But they're going to destroy the hard drives for you, so you don't have to worry about it. But it is a good question. All right, let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to who's next here, who's the longest. We're going to go to Bill in Plainville for John Ryan. What's going on, Bill?
Hi, Eric. Hi. John.
Hi.
I have a lens that I like because it's convenient, 28 to 80 millimeter. Sometimes I like to travel lightly.
Sure.
And unfortunately, this is an old lens and it needs cleaning on the inside. Canon won't clean it. And there's a company that cleans lens. I can't remember, they're online, but they said they don't have the equipment to clean it. Now, you would think that somebody would be able to take a screwdriver, take it apart and clean it. Is there anybody around here that can do it, or somebody I can mail it to?
Well, depending upon how complex this is, and how you have a lot of visible dust in it.
Yes.
Have you noticed the visible dust affecting the images at all?
I haven't, but I have trouble focusing with it. And I went into a camera store, a very camera store, to buy a mirrorless that I'm very happy with. It's small. It's light. I bought an R10 and I love it. I go into the woods a lot with hiking groups and whatever. And when I go in the woods, I want something light because I need a backpack. And he said it's really very dirty on the inside. I was telling him I had trouble with it. And I also needed to see if this kind of a lens would work with the adapter.
Right.
That you buy with a mirrorless.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it's long gone. So I figured if somebody could take it apart and clean it.
How about Precision Camera and Enfield?
Yeah.
I will call them.
The only thing is, I mean, a lot of lenses. Now, I'm guessing this is a manual focus Canon lens?
It does have autofocus.
It does.
The model it's an EF. Hold on. So it's an EF 28 to 80 millimeter. It's the lens itself is plastic.
Sure.
And I bought it cheap. I tend to buy a lot of secondhand stuff. I go out to Amazon. I family and on the West Coast, so Glaciers is very good. And
My suggestion. When you go to precisioncamera.com, the website, and you can look up your lens, and it'll tell you exactly what it's going to cost.
Mm-hmm.
I would take that number. I would go on eBay, and I would look up a Canon EF 28 to 80.
Right.
in mint condition and see what the price difference is. I'm guessing it's going to be almost the same. I would just buy another lens. If that lens is that dirty inside, if you look at, if somebody looks at it and says, wow, you got a lot of dirt in there, I just personally, I would say that that lens has been beat up. It's time to get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And 28 to 80s, I mean, those were kit lenses. There's hundreds and hundreds of those for sale. I mean, you should be able to find one relatively inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be EF, so, you know, you've got the same thing. It'll work on the, well, it's not an FTZ, that's Nikon's adapter. Well, the adapter that takes an EF mount to the R mount, so mm-hmm. it should work fine. That would be my suggestion. I mean, realistically, taking apart a lens and cleaning it.
You need a clean room, right?
Well, yeah. You need a really clean or a clean box or something to take it apart mm-hmm. in. But the thing is, when you start getting into separating lens elements and cleaning them
Yikes.
And putting them back, you got to make sure that they're exactly precise. It's real tough. I had a lens that got broken one time. The front end got sheared right off by somebody running into me. I sent it out to get it fixed. It came back. It looked beautiful. Never focused right again.
That was your roller derby days, right?
Actually, yes.
It had to be.
It was. it just never focused right again. I have it because I just don't like to throw that kind of stuff away. But, you know, it's going to be cheaper to go out and look for another lens. I think, and I'm not sure, I don't know if the R has come out with a comparable mount yet. You might want to look for a new R mount lens that's in that focal length range.
I will check. Last time I checked, they haven't, and I keep reading that they're going to be coming out with more.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They just released a new I think it's an R10 Mark II or something like that. So, you know, they're really pushing their R stuff. They want the EF mount is going to go away, and it's going to be all R.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you.
My pleasure.
All right, Bill. Good luck.
Okay. Thanks.
Right, bye-bye. Sometimes it makes more sense to replace than repair.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Tom in Hartford. What's happening, Tom?
Hey, guys. Hope you're doing well.
Yes.
Great show.
Thanks.
Hey, quick question, because I know you were talking a little bit about how film was making a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
My mom bought me a Canon AE-1.
Oh, classic camera.
Yeah.
That sounds like it might still be a viable option within the film.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. The Canon AE-1, I have one. It works great. The only difficult part you're going to have is finding the battery, but you can find the battery online all day long. It's not a problem. But that camera, I mean, it was fabulous. That camera actually was the number one camera in the world in the amount of units sold for like 3 or 4 years.
Didn't Andre Agassi sell that?
Yeah, and they actually had the Agassi doing it, and they had an Olympic version of it.
Yeah,
that came out. But great cameras, and you can find the old FD mount lenses all day long.
All day long, seriously,
and they're cheap.
No,
yeah, they're absolutely cheap. I bought a.
It's eBay, right? This is where you're looking.
Yeah, eBay. I have a Canon F1, which was the top of the line camera at that time. And I always wanted the 200-28 lens. I found it, and I'm going to pitch Robert's camera again. I found it on Robert's camera for $150. That lens, when it first was brand new, was over $1,000.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. The thing was sweet. Perfect. Came with the case. I mean, and it's a wonderful lens. I'm almost afraid to take it out and use it.
It was
sometimes.
Mint in box.
Yeah, mint in box. Well, I didn't get the box, but it was, you know, it came with the lens case.
Nice.
So that's what I would do. I mean, I would stay with the AE-1, and I'd get the little winder for it, so you get a little motor.
I was really, really young when I bought it, when my mom bought it for me,
uh-huh.
and I had do with it. You know, I would just put some film in and start snapping pictures.
Sure.
Like you said before, you know, you're wasting like more than half the roll.
Yep. Yeah.
And then finally, when I started really getting into cameras a little bit more, the DSLRs came out, and I ended up buying one of those, another Canon. But since film, you mentioned film, I always liked the way the film pictures when you take a really good one,
uh-huh.
how it comes out.
Yep.
So I'm thinking of getting in it. Any film recommendations for that?
Oh, well, my favorite film is, I always used to shoot a lot of either Fuji 200 or Fuji 400. And what I would do is I would, with the 200, I would shoot it at ISO 100, and the 400, I would shoot at ISO 200. I'd overexpose by one stop because I shoot mostly people. And what that does is that's kind of an in-camera retouch. It smooths skin tones and things like that.
Hmm.
And, you know, it just, color negative film can take overexposure and still give you wonderful prints. It's not so hot on the underexposure side, but it works.
All
so
right.
I would go with the Fuji film. I think it works better. I think it has a more accurate skin tone.
All right, Tom.
Thank you very much, guys. I know you guys got to stop here, so thanks
yeah,
so much.
We appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
Take care.
So ironically, during the big digital camera show, we spoke purely about analog film the entire show.
I can bring it back to digital.
Yeah.
If you have a Photoshop or Lightroom, you can download these things called presets for whatever kind of film you like. If you like Fujifilm, you can download a preset, apply it to your image, and it'll look just like you shot it on film.
Lovely. All right. So I want to thank John Ryan for joining us on the
Always
program.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Great to have you. We want to thank all you guys for calling in on this lovely Labor Day weekend. Thank Mike G for posting what we talked about and Carolyn for producing. And don't remember, we're going to be in the historic district of East Hartford taking your old e-waste for you next Saturday live. So come on down.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.